Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, I'm Winceslo and I'm an alcoholic. And my question for today is, how do we deal with new resentments when they crop up? Now, this is an interesting one for me, as it required a lot of practice and a lot of patience over the years. I remember in the beginning, I didn't deal with resentments at all. I will go about my life, maybe spend weeks or even months festering resentments and not doing anything about them. And usually when I will blow it out of proportion, I will have a chat with my sponsor and then we will talk about those resentments. But it was a really poor practice. But what really helped with this for me was taking nightly inventories. That gave me an opportunity to look at resentments as they crop up every day and have an opportunity to be honest about it. And usually I will talk about this with my friends, my running mates, and 9 times out of 10 they will say, have you talked about this with your sponsor? And then eventually I will talk to my sponsor. So having running mates who keep you accountable and also having tools as like the nightly inventory is really important, because they keep you in check, they keep you balanced, and they keep you resentment free as you go about your days. Now, when these crop up, because it is important to remember that the book says when these crop up, it never says if they crop up. Is the literature already is telling us that these will happen eventually. We will have resentments towards people, places, and things. So when I have these things, it's easy for me to deal with them. I usually write them down and then I give my sponsor a ring, and if I have to make amends to somebody, or if I have to make a restitution, or and I found that if I do this quickly, I don't have to make amends. I usually just have to change my behavior and my attitudes towards the situation that I'm dealing with. And that usually helps with everything, because most of the time, the resentment that I have, it's in my head. Nothing has happened yet. I haven't said anything. I haven't done the wrong thing. I haven't said the wrong thing yet. Because I'm doing this promptly. So when I'm being quick to share this with somebody else, the result is that I'm living a life that is resentment free, and I'm living a life that is worth living. I like that it says in the book that it's not about that we're never gonna have resentments. It's about what we do about them now. Once having a spiritual experience, if you have the tools and you use the tools, you can have a pretty good life. Thank you for letting me share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.